Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Melinda Zarate here. Glad to have you with us today and very happy to have our special guest, Dr. Dan Matthews, Bick with us today for part two of his most interesting presentation. Dr. Dan, are you with us? Hi there. Hi, Dr. Dan. Welcome.
Hi, Melinda. Very honored to be with you today. Yeah.
It's a pleasure to have you here again. So just a quick recap. We had Dr. Dan with us a couple of weeks ago, and he shared with us a little bit of information about his work, which he calls Holy Divine Healing. And this work was really gifted to him after a near-death experience that he had in August of 1992. And on the other side of the veil, he was given very specific information about the paradigms, which are defined as the level of consciousness that exists on Earth. And he has been, since that time, working with people and helping them to understand themselves, their world, and to help raise their consciousness to the levels that we all aspire to, which is understanding and knowing. So we talked last time about what has been happening with our world, in that the world has been operating for many, many centuries under the level of belief. And belief, the belief paradigm is rigid. It doesn't allow for as much expansion, and it doesn't allow for much understanding and knowing. It's really, how do you describe belief, Dr. Dan? I love your description. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's your opinion about the things in life that you don't know or understand, and and you can't heal ignorance with it, because that requires knowledge and understanding, and it's actually the pool of consciousness of our negative ego body, and that's what the human shadow world is governed by, and there was a purpose for it all. And it's to get us to this new holy order that we're headed into now. But belief is not a reliable fuel of consciousness. It allows you to be manipulated, misled, and lied to. And nobody seems to notice, but the root word of it is right in the middle of it, is lie, B-L-I-V. And it's about your opinion about what you don't know or understand. So how truthful is that going to be? So that's the problem, you know, is getting past that. And people feel a real strong urge to defend their belief, because it is governed by their negative ego, whose job is to defend yourself. And it makes lots of problems. It causes people to separate because of their differences. And belief wants to control authority. It wants to make up all the rules about what higher consciousness has to be about, or it's not going to accept it. So it's very dogmatic, and leads to lots of issues.
Yeah. We've seen plenty of that, haven't we, in the last few years? Yeah. And we're still seeing it in every direction that we look. But there is good news, isn't there, Dr. Dan?
Can you share what you are now seeing? Yeah, you know, because we were holy before we were human in an ancient world on this earth, when the pyramids functioned and all that sort of stuff. We were a holy being of the holy O with a knowing consciousness, and we lived in that world for 700 million years in a life continuum. And somewhere along the way, we wanted an expansion of our 13-dimensional matrix of heaven on earth, and we didn't understand how to go about that, and we started breaking things because we didn't understand, and so it was decided by the crystal light beings of the holy temples of the neutron stars of the nine clusters that we needed to acquire understanding to go with our knowing. And so a planet was brought in from a system of one outside of the nine clusters, which is a system of O, and had 87 life forms, and the captain of that ship was Yahweh, the God of the Old Testament, and he's the dean of the School of Understanding. And you have to go through his creation process to be in this school. You have to check your knowing in at the door and consent to have your Trinity disassembled into its parts and pieces, and then you have lessons in life. And if you comprehend a lesson, you acquire understanding and go to the next one. And so we've been doing that through three civilizations now. And at the harmonic convergence of 87, a new plan was in the making. And see, the whole time, it's just the shadow world of humanity is kind of like Ben's summer camp we went to, and to acquire understanding. And now it's time to flush all of the fractionization of being on a false matrix, the universal matrix. You know, we were created to be in the nine cluster matrix. That's our divine matrix. And so we got to get rid of all of the fracturing stuff. And we do it by making the broken parts of our being a part of a bigger picture of higher consciousness and a great, much greater celestial outlay. You know, the nine clusters has over 62 million Oniverses, and the universe is one-tenth of one of those Oniverses. And so it was a minuscule territory to begin with, and its purpose was to house the School of Understanding and not contaminate the rest of the nine clusters. So mission accomplished, we've had our experiences, and now we're flushing our shadow world debris down the moon portal, and we're harvesting our understanding and to become a new being of knowing and understanding in a new trinity of a holy old new world. And the trinity is holy old humanity, holy old earth, and holy old inner earth. And those three structures will be held in a sustainable trinity of wholeness in the new holy order that will start about 2026 with the implosion of the system we have here, and it will begin, things will be reset to the sixth paradigm, and presently they're in the first, second, and third paradigms, and a paradigm is a reality of consciousness, and the number in front of it tells you how many dimensions it took to create it. And the way to tell the difference between dimension and paradigm is like the analogy, a paradigm is the cake, dimensions are the ingredients that make the cake. And so that's kind of lets you see the difference, between the two. But this new holy order will begin at the sixth paradigm. And when six dimensions of reality go into our consciousness, it creates a reality of life where people perceive the same thing by looking at the same thing. They have common solutions to problems, and they have positive feelings as a result of experiences with one another. And so that's a vast, vast improvement, you know, over where things presently are. And and then it just goes up from there. It goes all the way to goddess consciousness, now to androgyne consciousness, was the last expansion that was made. And see, there's going to be a temporary ladder from the sixth to the 15th paradigm that's put there to allow people to ascend, but there'll come a point in time when the ladder will come off and the new holy order will start at the 15th paradigm. And when that happens, when 15 dimensions of reality go into our consciousness, it activates our inner divinity that blesses us with our enlightenment and the actualization of our divine expressions, and we're firmly locked into knowing consciousness and understanding. And what that does is it causes us to embrace responsibility. And when people embrace responsibility, there would no longer be a need for authority in the outer world like religions and governments and things of that nature. And it'll be a natural, spontaneous thing. It'll just be, you know, we're out of that level of consciousness into a much higher world, and it'll be amazing. And everyone can do this.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fabulous, incredible expansion of life, and it makes all of this purging, not only is it necessary, but it gets to a point that you can understand the reason you're purging your shadow is because the cutting edge of your higher consciousness is booming. And that's really the engine that's fueling the purge of individuals and the planet, of the collective of humanity. And we're to the bottom of the barrel now. We're down to the first paradigm of death, destruction, killing, and war. And, you know, the latest big war that's kind of captivated the world audience has brought this first paradigm of destruction up now for people to process it and to purge it out of their being. And that's really the crux of what's happening as far as the purging of the shadow. But to ascend, we have to come out mentally, you know, and this ensures we do it. So,
right.
Full speed ahead.
So, absolutely. It's happening, isn't it?
Certainly.
You mentioned a moment ago that we would be, I think, between now and 2026, that we would be moving into these new levels of understanding. I keep hearing everyone out there talking about the fifth, moving from the third to the fifth dimension. And you mentioned that we would be moving into the sixth dimension. Could you maybe share your understanding of that and give me some clarity?
Certainly. Well, you see, the fourth and fifth paradigms, actually, they're not really dimensions, they're paradigms, they're realities of consciousness. And and the fourth one, that's when four dimensions go into consciousness, you get the fourth paradigm. And it came into the hard drive of the Earth grid in 2003, followed by the next year, three paradigm shifts. And you know, that's astounding when you realize that it was over 2,000 years from the second to the third. And then we went from the third all the way up through 999 to the power of seven. It started being exponential jumps. But we did that through May the 6th of 2011. We started the paradigm shifts in 2003. So incredible change has been occurring. And see, when these paradigms integrate the hard drive of the Earth grid, it means everybody on the planet is going to be stewing in these frequencies of higher consciousness. And this is what has everybody purging. But if you have an understanding that it's, you know, being fueled by your ascension, it makes it much easier to tolerate going through this. And so it's very, very necessary, you know, that this all happen this way. But there's a wonderful way to handle it. And you know, when problems come up, you got two choices. The human thing is to try to figure it out and fix it yourself, and that's going to take you down the path of your negative ego receiving fear, pain, and punishment. You might as well say a butt-kicking. And your other choice is to learn to live the parable of being a Christed being. See, a Christed being doesn't go there trying to figure it out itself. It surrenders the whole nine yards to its inner holiness to be dealt with. See, that's the big you. That part knows all of life and is 100% conscious. And how well that works for you is determined by how well you do part two, which is yielding to the will of your inner holiness. And to pick that up, you have to become mindful through meditation of listening to the whispering voice and gut knowing that your inner holiness gives you all the time, and you have to start obeying it. And then thirdly is you have to show up in the new day without bringing yesterday's garbage with you, And you have to take your next step trusting the divine flow of life. It beats our hearts. It makes the world go round. It keeps all celestial bodies in balance and harmony. And it will open a door to miracles to come into your life where unimaginable opportunity and goodness comes your way. And that's what we have to learn to do. That works, and that happens through trust, not belief. Belief is man's negative ego telling the holy order what it's allowed to be, or it's not going to accept it. You know, trust allows you to be shown, told, and led in the moment by your inner holiness and a method that will always work for you and always bless you.
That's wonderful. I really appreciate that the way you conceptualize the divine inner holiness. Could you share a little bit more about that? I know we've been so trained for so long to look for answers and even help from the higher realm by going outside of ourselves. So could you talk about that a little? I think that would be helpful.
Yeah, you know, when we went to the School of Understanding, we got disconnected from our knowing, and we developed a belief programming from the voice of authority of our life, started for everybody as a child, but it puts you in a position to where you're not going to be able to be in the divine flow of life. You're actually telling the holy order what it's allowed to be, or you're not going to accept it. That's the way beliefs are. But this divine flow within us, see, to go from belief to this holy order, the bridge is trusting in the holiness of life. You do it through trust. It's through the grace of the divine, and it's within you. When you get cut off from it and you're in belief, you're going to think that the divineness of life is somewhere you're not, like on the other side of the clouds in heaven or something. And see, when your light's outside of you, it's going to make a shadow. And that's when we get in trouble, you know. And so when we do the parable of Christ consciousness, our light returns to within us, and we no longer make a shadow. And that's a joyous thing. And we're allowing the divineness of life to show, tell, and lead us instead of us telling it what it's allowed to be through some kind of belief constraint, you know, that really just makes a knucklehead out of us, and it won't heal ignorance. So what good is it, you know? It's not going to serve you, especially in this day and time when you know, the grid systems are changed, the paradigms of higher consciousness are here, and they're not about belief.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's...
And they're not going to go away, are they? They're here.
Yes. Well, it'll go away when people purge it out. You know, that's the key, is people have to purge it out. And but the first step is learning to live the parable. You have to start turning things over to your higher power. And if your heart beats, it's in there. And that's the key, you know. That's the thing, that's about as most fundamental as it can get. You know, it beats our hearts. And if our heart beats, it's in there. So if you have that realization, you can do this. And I tell people that learning to live the parable of being a Christed being is about half as hard as riding a bicycle. You know, you couldn't do that the first time you tried it. You had to have persistence. And then you learn to ride a bike, and you never forget how. And living the parable is the same way. And there's a way to, you know, that I've taught people for years of how to do that. And
would you share that with us?
Yes. You know, there's these steps that you have to do. And you know, it's good to forgive yourself for all the times you tried to figure it out yourself and do it yourself, and you made a mess of things. So a little forgiveness is a good place to start. And then you have to surrender your problems, worries, concerns, and issues to your inner holiness to be dealt with, yield to its will in your life by being mindful of the whispering voice and gut knowing and obeying it, and then showing up in your day and taking your step and trusting the divine flow of life instead of bringing a bunch of garbage from yesterday with you. Let life be new, and it'll change. And so that's the beauty of it. You don't relive bad stuff. You know, you surrender it to the higher power, and you keep going forth. And you get more pure, and you get more divine, and you get the guidance that you're looking for. And it's all within us. You know, that's the key. So, but it does require...
You have explained... Go ahead.
But, you know, it requires a dedication to it. And, you know,
right.
On the back of my business card, I have the parable written out, and I tell people, I say, take this and read it. I hope there's a little bit of it that doesn't quite resonate with you. And what's going to happen is if you will recite the back of my card every morning as your intention of the day, within 2 to 3 weeks, normally your inner holiness will tell you how to edit that part that didn't quite connect. And you write it down exactly the way it tells you. And now you have your own organic parable. You don't need mine anymore. You've got your own. And you're ready for part two. And part two is not about saying it.
I love that.
It's about taking it into your day with you. And when things go south, instead of trying to figure it out and fix it yourself, just pause and do your parable, and amazing things will happen. And that's how you get going with it.
I actually have a copy of the beautiful little prayer and blessing that is on the back of your card, and I'd love to read it out loud for the listeners with your permission.
Certainly, certainly.
Okay. All right. So this is how simple it is to take in and to understand. So, beloved Lord of my being, I call on you now as I accept all issues of disharmony in my life as my own. I forgive myself for all negative experiences. I surrender all my concerns and challenges to you. I yield to your loving will in my life and now take my next steps in trust without having to understand what is around the next corner. Guide me and show me the way. Oh, hallelujah. And I love this. I do use it every day and I do change it. And I love that you direct people to work with it and let it organically change so that it's perfect for them. And it is really simple. It's simple steps. The first step is just accepting it all. And the second step is forgive myself. And then surrender all of it. And then yield. Yield to your loving will, to your inner holiness. And then trust. Trust that it has all of the answers and will give you the directions and the guidance. And then ask that it guide you. It's so straightforward and so beautiful. It's simple and elegant, and it works, doesn't it, Dr. Dan? It works.
It really does. It certainly does. And you know, one of the stumbling blocks people have, because of the nature of our negative ego, is it wants to blame that which we get triggered by as being the source of the problem. That's one of its many illusions. If you get triggered by anything in life, let me tell you, you play a part in it or it wouldn't be your problem. And if you will accept it on that level, you can change it. But you can never change what you blame because it's not true.
Oh, that's sage advice.
Yeah.
Well put. Well put. I know that when you you have shared with me a little bit about the components of our inner divine holiness, there are three components, if I'm remembering correctly. Can you talk about that so people have a little bit of a sense of what that is?
Okay, are you in reference to our
the
soul
Trinity?
Spirit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, our own personal Trinity.
Right. Well, it actually starts at our conception. When that magical moment 9 months before our date of birth, when the ovum and sperm unite or fuse together, three things happen simultaneously. All of a sudden, you're one cell of flesh. That one cell is pulsating. And around that one cell is a full-grown, complete adult-sized energy field that the one cell will grow into as you become an adult. And these three things, the cell, the pulse, and the energy field, they actually identify what they are. The cell is your soul body. The pulse is your divine presence, which is the origin of all knowing. And the electromagnetic field is your Holy Spirit, the origin of divine love. And those three things are key to your existence. And that's actually what I work on when I do healings on people. You know, the pulse as the, you know, as the cells start multiplying, as long as they all beat on the same beat, the intelligence that only knows perfection is in absolute control, perfect order, and perfect is pretty much what happens. And then you're born into a toxic, hostile world where you're created for a wholesome, nurturing world. And over time, the stresses and traumas, physically, emotionally, and mentally, start fracturing your pulse. And the more fractured it becomes, the more of a state of unawareness, the intelligence within you. And now that you're born, its purpose is to control, coordinate, function, and heal your body while you're living life on a subconscious level. But it has to have a clear accuracy of reality to do its job. And so that's a big problem. And the electromagnetic field, see, your physical, emotional, mental body are copied out of it. Its vulnerability is the emotional events that occur in your life experience. When negative feelings are created inside mm-hmm. of you, they get trapped in your electromagnetic field, and they'll tend to congregate in certain places for each individual person, kind of making a fingerprint. When that negativity reaches a certain critical mass, you're going to start having problems, physical, emotional, or mental, or all of them. And so that's a big issue. And so what I do is I have a method of synchronizing the pulse and removing the negativity from the energy field. And if you do those two things, spontaneous healing to the soul body or the cell will occur. And so that's that's the way I do it. So, but they're very fundamental to what we are.
It was really helpful for me.
Yes.
Yeah. It was so helpful for me to have you explain that we are a Trinity, that we are the Trinity, because we're taught about this external Trinity that, you know, is confusing and all of that. So it was really helpful when you explained that to me. It made an enormous difference in just my understanding of the energy and frequency of that Trinity. So there is so much more, Dr. Dan, that I know you can share. You're a fountain of really important wisdom and healing. And I want people to know how they can reach you. So you can go to his website at holydivinehealing.wordpress.com. He also has a YouTube channel, which is it Holy Divine Healing Dan? Is that right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have 13 hours of this
and
kind of talk on there.
Yes, it's absolutely wonderful. So please visit his YouTube channel. And he also does distance healing sessions, and you are welcome to contact him directly for that. What number should they call, Dr. Dan, if they're interested in scheduling a session?
501 416-1996. And new patients, it takes a little while to get an appointment because I'm a one-man army and I have limited spaces. So, but anyway, I love working with people. And I have every third week we have a group healing. And you can learn about that through the WordPress website. And that's for the Trinity of Humanity,
Yes, it's absolutely beautiful and very powerful. And I would encourage all of you to consider joining that group healing that Dr. Dan does on a regular basis. So much information, so many blessings and help.
Yeah,
the next
our
one
next
is May 1st.
First
Thanks
15th.
For mentioning.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, great. All right. Well, as always, this time flies by. Thank you so much for being with us again, Dr. Dan, and thank you for all that you're doing to help us to move into understanding and knowing. And thank you so much for the beautiful, holy, divine healing work that you do.
Well, thank you so much, Melinda, for having
grateful.
Me on here. I'm very honored and humbled to share anything I got to help people. So I got
thank
your
you.
Back.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your day, and definitely check out Dr. Dan's website, his YouTube channel, and consider joining those group healings. They're quite wonderful. So thanks, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dr. Dan. Thank you again.
You're welcome, Melinda. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.